Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Welcome to this session. This session is called Human as a Work of Art, Ethics and Safety of Performance Practice. Our speaker today is Katrina Gradina. She is a social work and integrative dance motion practice specialist, onstage artist, and co-founder and coach of School of Improvisation and Performance, The Art of Being, director of Improvisational Theatre of Honesty. Since 2008, she's been developing methods of psychological, practical, and spiritual support to artistically gifted people on their path of manifesting themselves in the art world. Her approach is based on psychotherapeutic ethics and years of deep practice analysis of theatre directing. So, Katrina, welcome. Please do start the session. For people who are in the room and want to be on camera so Katrina can see you, please do raise your hand and we'll get you brought into the room so you can switch your camera on. Take it away, Katrina.
Okay, hi everyone. And yes, as been said, my name is Katrina Gradina, and I'm a Russian living in south of France, and that's where I'm speaking from right now. So if by any crazy chance I will make tons of mistakes in my language, so don't worry about that. We'll cover it up with some creativity and artistic side, or maybe not, but still. The first thing which I would like to ask you before we're going to move on with the session is to physically find a comfortable or more comfortable place for yourself and more comfortable pause, position, whatever you feel like. Yeah, just make yourself more comfortable, because we might talk about some uncomfortable subjects in here too. Yeah, so let your body to find a comfortable position. Yeah, so it's going to be easier for you to digest or to absorb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe let's take a little bit deeper breath in and breathe out. And if you can, if you're not driving a car or something like that, if you can, just close your eyes for a second. And feel what you feel. Sense what you sense. Hear what you hear. Think what you're thinking. And imagine what you imagine about this session, about your place and your interest in this session, about me, about the subject. Just imagine, just let your imagination to flow for a second or for a minute. or for the next hour. It's going to be important for us. And take a little bit deeper breath in. Breathe out. And you can open your eyes. And hi again. And today I'm going to be talking about the creative people, about an artistic people, and about an artist, and about the differentiation in between those three big categories, and about how to safely practice and encourage in your life all three of those huge directions of your possible potential interest in life, and how, if you are working with a creative or artistic or an creative artistic people or an artist, how to be aware of what you can face and what you can meet in this very, very special world. I would very much like right now to invite to the panel the volunteers who can and who would like to experience this differentiation in how to be a performance artist, how to present your art, how to find your art, create it, complete it, and present to the audience. If those people exist with us, so can you please organize? Yeah, I'm talking to the hosts, to the Jamie and Oksana. If it's possible right now, if you can raise your hands, if someone would like to experience that. Yeah. And to admit, yeah, you can find lots of fun in there, or lots of deep emotions, or a little bit of something, or nothing. I don't know. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as Katrina said, dear participants, the ones that can hear and see us, if you want to be in the panelist group, if you want to participate, please raise your hand. Roni Taskarov, I see. So you'll be promoted to the panelist list, and Mia will be doing it right now. How many participants do you want to have on the screen, Katrina?
I would say not more than 5. Yeah, that would be enough.
Okay.
If we have less, it's fine. If we have less, it's even better for us. If it's more than that, then we would have to choose somehow.
you have us, and I think... Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see, maybe a couple of other people still want to be promoted.
Sorry, if you are the only one, that's great. That's going to be even more interesting.
But you should be able to see the videos of Sarah and Ronit and mine as well. I mean, I will be muted, but yeah.
I see Sarah.
If you put it on gallery view, Katrina, you should be able to see everyone who has come on.
Okay. Trying to find it, but cannot. It's okay. It's okay. The most important that you can see yourself. Yeah, and that the other people can see, because I'm going to be just a voice right now. Yeah. Okay, so can you please, and it's a question to everyone else who is watching this video. Yeah. Can you please answer the question, if you are a creative person, or if you are considering yourself as a creative person? And if you are on screen right now, yeah, please try to find the pause or the movement which would show us how you feel as a creative person. If you don't have that, yeah, just stay still. You doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. So what is this for you? The movement or the pause of the being a creative person. Mm-hmm. If you're not, just stay still, relax, enjoy watching the strange people doing strange things. Mm-hmm. Or beautiful, gorgeous people, just get aesthetic pleasure from it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Then, who is in this space? Yeah, considering themselves as an artistic people, and what kind of movement, what kind of pose would represent your being as an artistic person? If you are considering yourself, if you are not, same thing, you might be creative but not artistic, then you can just enjoy, relax, or take a break, you know, just to take a moment for yourself or watch the others. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Okay, and if there is any artists, okay, Ronit, beautiful, beautiful. It's great, thank you. And if here in the room is any artists, and if you are an artist, or if you're considering yourself as an artist, please find the pose or find the movement which would represent to us your being as an artist. And the art continues for Ronnie. Okay, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for letting us to see and enjoy your feelings, yeah, of, or like your feel of how it is to be a creative person, an artistic person, or an artist, yeah. If you will have questions during the session, please write it in chat. I will have pause when we can get into that. Okay, so how would you, those beautiful people who just allowed us to join and enjoy what you are doing, how would you describe in one word or two words the difference in between being creative, artistic, or an artist? How it is for you, the difference? Do you see, do you feel the difference? Or it's all the same? Or it's just the volume of it? Or it's totally different? Or it's high cat? Or it is, yeah, how it is? Did you experience any difference in your movement, in your senses, when you just got in touch with it? Just one or two words, just a couple words, or, so we can get in touch with it, with how it is for you.
Katrina, do you want to participants to unmute themselves and say those words, or do you want them to write it down in the chat?
Right now, yeah, we're seeing the writings and it's fine, yeah. And now just to see, yeah, and freedom as creative, yes. I was, it was different for me. The movements were different. Mm-hmm. Okay. And right now, the biggest part of this experiment was just see how much time it takes for you to get into the feeling of it, to the motion of it, and how much time it takes to process what you experienced, to put it in words, and to write it down. I don't know if English is your mother tongue or not for me, but still, how, if it is, still see how much time it takes for you to get into the feeling of being creative or artistic or being an artist, to express it, to share it with an audience, and how much time it took, yeah, to translate it to the verbal form. Yeah, and that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit. So for me, it took time to open the chat, to read it, to somehow translate it in my brain, yeah, and kind of to get in touch with it, yeah. And that's the main difference where we're talking about the safety and the ethics of work with an artist or work as an artist. I want us to talk about the huge difference in between an artistic world, the world of artists, the world of people who is living in the senses, images, feelings, creations, yeah, and just in general, know this subjective world, yeah, and the world of other people who want to connect with it, and we can connect them, the other people, with how we feel, how we move, how we see in the world, how we feeling, how we recognizing things in the world by images, by the form, by the feelings, or if we need to find the wordings or the objective form for it. And how often we're not including that huge difference in between those two worlds, the world of artistic people or the world of artists, and the world of the human beings, a scientist or engineer, yeah, who is seeing or trying to learn and understand reality and absorb reality in a very different way. And trying to find the sense of the words which I would like to start with. Let's talk about an art in general. As we all know, I'm not going to surprise anyone that the art is an important part of the human's culture and only of human's culture. Forever and ever, for generations, for a thousand years. Yeah. And there is very special people who can create an art as a complete, as a finished piece of art, yeah? Not as just a creative process, but as a finished, complete piece of art, and put it out to the public and share this very different knowledge about the world with the others. So the others can get in touch with this very different feeling or sensation or understanding of the world, of the reality which we're living in. And if you are experiencing in your life the feeling of that you are strange, that you are too much, that you are not really fits the field, if you are a little bit weird or maybe very weird, then maybe you need to look around and see where's those artistic people or where's the artist around you. So maybe you can go there and see that this is not just you, that this is not just your strange world, that this world is huge and big, and you can get in touch with this gorgeous, beautiful, deep, and very different world. Whereas you don't need to be, as if you are an artist or if you are leaning towards that, if you finding within yourself that that you are looking around and thinking poetry, if you are looking around and seeing colors, if you are looking within yourself and seeing the colorful or the black and white world with the different shapes, that you are absolutely in the right place if you're going to get to an art. If you are experiencing, and for example, for me, I came from the country where for at least 70 years, many years before that, any kind of self-expression and lots of art forms were a reason to go to the jail or the reason to be, to spend the rest of your life in a concentration camp or to be kicked out of the society. Then you will experience lots of pressure. In some families, you can experience lots of pressure with which would tell you that, you know, like that you should never show that side of yours, that you should never show that thing, that you should fit in a field where everybody doing something practical, where everybody doing something right, when everybody doing everything in a particular way, and that's how it should be. And may I ask you a question? If some of you would like to feel yourself as an art itself, is if you are a piece of art, as if you are the art itself, there is not your receiving, not your creating, not your, as you are an art itself. Mm-hmm. Can you please raise your hand if you would like to, okay, sorry, thank you so much. You're really helping me a lot. Thank you. Yeah. So can you please, just for a second, yeah, to allow yourself to be in front of all of us right now as a piece of art or as a work of art, as an art itself. Just can you please, and if it's possible, asking Oksana, the host here, if it's possible for us to see only Sarah right now, not me, if I can just be somewhere as a voice. It might be a little intense, Sarah. Yeah, so maybe you can just breathe right now. Center if you, yeah. Thank you so much.
Can you see Sarah now?
Yes, I can see, she's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, thank you, but I'm stressed.
Yeah, and me too. Me too, so it's okay, yeah. So right now, yeah, I'm inviting you, yeah, maybe just take a deeper breath, you know, and breathe out, yeah, because yes, it is stressful, you know, we're just all looking at you. But I will take attention from you for a sec. You can close your eyes and just feel, just kind of get a little bit more embodied. I'm sure that it's not the first session you're in, yeah, so you know tons of ways to get in touch with it already, yeah. So, okay, and I will ask all of the participants and all the people, all the audience who would potentially watch us later, yeah, just to close your eyes for a second. Mm-hmm. Just to close your eyes and release, yeah, just kind of to breathe out the idea of Sarah as a human being, as a woman, I don't know, as a person on a screen, yeah? And just move into the place within yourself as you would go where you're feeling that you go into the theater, or if you're feeling that you're going to see the movie, or if you are going to start playing your favorite album or unknown album, or turn on the radio, or if you would go to the art gallery, or if that, I don't know what you feel when you're ready to experience an art. Yeah, I don't know that. When you're looking forward to that experience. Maybe you're going to see a dramatic movie, or maybe you're going to see the fun, to read the fun poetry, or I have no idea. Yeah, just go into that place within yourself where you are ready to face an art. Yeah, and it's exactly that kind of eyes, that kind of heart, that kind of body, that kind of, I don't know, pre-feeling, that excitement maybe, or maybe that, I don't know what. Yeah, I'm inviting you to open your eyes in a second with that feeling that now you just came, I don't know, into the gallery, or that you came in the movie theater and you're a little bit late and the promotions are over already. Yeah, that you're open the, I don't know, the photo album with the pictures of an amazing artist. Yeah, that this is it. And Sarah, to be honest, you can do whatever you want because they're all watching different stuff right now. You can do whatever you feel like. Yeah. So this is, you can just be, you can just do whatever you want. Scratch your nose. You can, you know, I don't know, pet your cat. You can drink water. Whatever you're doing, just do it. And we're going to take a few minutes. Yeah. Or like okay, maybe a couple minutes to that. Yeah, and just let's just watch, let's just enjoy, let's just feel it. Yeah, let's just feel it as an art. Maybe it's the beginning of the big performance, or maybe the end. Maybe we missed everything already and it's the very end, or maybe we're just in the middle. Or yeah, what do you feel, what are you imagining, what you're sensing? Yeah, that's an art. I can't say an art object. Yeah, I want to say the piece of art, or I want to say the work of art. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, shaped like that, colored like that. I don't know. What is that about? Just and let your imagination do everything else. Yeah, that's how we watch in art. We're allowing our imagination just to flow. We allow our imagination to go deeper in what the creator of it meant by this piece of art. We don't, yeah. What is the story behind it? Sorry, I hope you're okay. If some breathe, ground.
Yeah. As time goes on, I'm feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just can, yeah, and we still watch. And then now we heard how it sounds like. Yeah. Now we heard how it sounds like. So it's more. More information for our senses. Yeah, we can go deeper, and I can shut up and just let us enjoy this piece of art for a few more seconds. And Sarah, I would invite you, if it's okay with you, to finish this a little part, yeah, with some kind of movement or with the sound which is authentic for you, yeah, which is just would let you express, yeah, whatever is inside, whatever we cannot see right now, yeah, whatever you can see with your interior look, yeah, with your. Just to let us get to know, kind of like that, this the last point, which we will let you take the place. And we can take a deeper breath. And close our eyes. And while our eyes are closed, I will ask Oksana to change the screens again. Yes, so it's not as much pressure on Sarah. And we're all just same again. Mm-hmm. And we can just take a few seconds just to breathe, just to feel where is how we're sitting, just to feel or standing or laying. I don't know where are you and how are you, but just a couple seconds to feel that experience, just to feel how it is for you right now. And deep breath in, deep breath out. And Sarah, I will ask you, would you like to share a couple words about how did you feel right there? If you would like, you have the space, because it was, it could be intense. So,
So can you hear me? Yes, there we
yeah,
go. Thank
yeah,
you.
Very well. Yeah.
At the beginning, very uncomfortable. And as time went on, I was feeling better every time. And I was really feeling, I don't know if that was the case, but that I was receiving a lot of love. It was really quite strong, I have to say. And so I was feeling like a little child that was uncomfortable, but at the same time, taken care of. That was really, I was feeling like a child, taken care of in the unknown.
What did help you to feel more comfortable with the time?
Maybe the fact of getting used to the idea of being watched by the other, maybe.
It's probably there is lots of art lovers on this session too. Yeah. So maybe the love which you felt, you know, it's related to that as well, because, you know, like we are on a creativity and dance channel here on embodiment conference. So there is a very big safe space in general. Yeah. Those people here are very much probably most likely appreciate an art in general, and they're very generous to people in general. Yeah. So there's the audience which probably was not, God help me to find the English word for that. there is I would not ask you to do that. Oksana is telling me, because she's a Russian speaking as well, you know, she's telling me that she can help me if I lost the word. Yeah, I think I need to find a Russian word as well first. But that you are was not invited to do what you was doing in front of the people just on a square. Yeah, in front of the random people. So what I'm trying to say here, that if you going to put yourself out, yeah, because you took a risk. You took a risk to be visible. You took a risk to be seen. You took a risk to do an experiment which could be potentially be too intense. Yeah, you took that risk on yourself, but with a very supportive environment, yeah. And that's the one of the first things which I am inviting all of you to do if you go into any kind of creativity, artistic or artist practices, to see where you're going, to see what is around you, what you're surrounded with, what you want from it, what you invite it for, and what is the risks. Yeah, because I will tell you why am I talking a lot about these things. I've been running that improvisation performance school for about 10 years, and it's not an improv classes. Yeah, so it's not a fun, cool, joyful stuff. Yeah, so I was running a school where we invited people to the deep, authentic places within themselves to express themselves and to create an art right in front of the audience, yeah, right in the front of the other people, but with the deeper connection with their bodies, with the deep connection with their feelings, with the deep connections with their stories. And for about five first years, I was questioning all the time, is that art for life or life for art? Yeah. Am I an art therapist? And I'm doing everything here. I'm bringing all of my knowledge about art to help people to use those artistic methods for them to just be better in their lives. Yeah. Or if I'm taking all of their pain questions to themselves, beauty and ugliness, the stress and everything what they have, ideas, dreams, to make a cool art. Yeah. And I was questioning, I was on that swing because I came from the therapeutical background, but I was very much interested in art, and me and my colleagues were on that swing. What is first? What is next? What is the method? What is the goal? Yeah. And we couldn't find, I'll be honest, yeah. And in the 90% of my students were experiencing the very cool stuff. They were going on a stage, they were expressing themselves. They were, you know, like after a couple months of courses, they were all going on a stage and they were creating the shows, yeah. But some percentage had to go to the psychotherapist, had to go to the clinical psychologist, has to go to the places to recover from that very intense experience. And bit by bit, I released myself from call myself a psychotherapist or an art therapist. And I said, I'm done, I'm working just with art. So I said, we're not going to heal you. I'm just working with an art. I'm here for art. But I missed something. I couldn't catch, where's that connection then with the depth? Where's that connection with the authentic experience? Where's that connection? It was a little bit too much on I'm making a show. Yeah, I'm doing something because I had an idea is what an art, what the art is. Yeah. And I was using all the same practices, but I was missing something very deep in the human's nature. Yeah. Or that carefulness about the human. So at the end, I'm in the beginning of the very different stage, you know? Yes, like it sounds like at the end. I realized that I'm much more of a therapist for artists. Yeah. That even more than that, that I am a doula, if you know this profession, doula for artists. Yeah, the doula, and I will just yeah, it is a woman who is, for now it's a woman, I don't know, maybe in the future it's going to be changed, but yeah, who supports the other women in the process of pregnancy and the birth giving and a little bit after that, and who takes care of their emotional, physical, spiritual, and physical, I said already, yeah, and informative needs, yeah, who takes care of the well-being, the first of all, of that, of the woman who is experiencing the pregnancy and the birth, yeah. So for me, I put together all those pieces, yeah, and I realized that for me, the biggest interest in my life for now is to see an artist in the process of art creation as a person who is hearing something, growing something inside, and who has lots and lots and lots of questions or points, like difficult points or the beautiful points, and who in some ways experiencing that alone. That process of creation and all the psychological background, because we're all human beings, yeah? And all the psychological background, our families, our cultures, our experiences of growing up, yeah? It is there. I'm still a human. Even if I'm getting ready for the 2-hour solo performance, I'm still a human. I'm still raising my kids. I'm still cooking dinner. Yeah? It's all here. If I am experiencing this flow of ideas which just bombarding me, and I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't know who needs it in the world, I have the spiritual questions. What the heck? No, I mean, it's my spiritual question. Yeah, it's like maybe other people have different. Yeah. What is this? Yeah. How can I handle that big thing? And how can I provide it through me and do not fall apart? Who would give me, as an artist who is experiencing that flow through me, a hand to say, you're going to be okay, or you are okay, or do you want some, a glass of water? Or when did you last time centered? If you are feeling like this in the middle of your songwriting, yeah, where the last time did you centered yourself? You know very well how to do that. Or when did you last time had some rest from your amazing, beautiful, gorgeous flow of art? Yeah. And when did you last time allow yourself, do not listen to all those beautiful, beautiful people who saying that everybody can dance, everybody can write, everybody can sing, everybody can do what you made to do by nature, which you was carrying inside all of your life. And maybe no one told you that it's very, very, very special. That there is not everyone is made like you by nature. That there are scientists in the world who is seeing the world and sharing their point of view on the world in a very different way than you. And no one is saying everybody can be a scientist. Everyone can be a scientist. No one is saying that. But there's lots of beautiful people, smart and intelligent, who is telling you that everyone can do what you feel that is your specialty. And this is a very interesting ethical point for me as, for example, dance motion therapist. For me, when I'm giving a workshop for non-artists, how to make this space open and inviting with an art for everyone, and how to give those people who came to that space and feel themselves like an aliens that safe corner or the center, yeah, and to tell them that they are very specially made for this exact action in a human's culture. Yeah. In that moment, I was very patient one. If you have anything to share about the subject, or if you have a question, let's see if we already, let's read the chat, and then I will invite you to share your voice and your opinion on the subject. And maybe we can practice there a little bit more. Okay, Oksana, can you please read if there's anything, any questions or anything that we should know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so far I don't see anything in the question and answer box, but we have some comments in the chat. Mm-hmm. From Darcy, that artistic scene is unjudgmental scene, looking at the human being without judgment. Mm-hmm. This is a nice one. Also, Virginia shared about true expression that is so powerful, and it's we can survive being that intimate and public And yeah, I think that was a longer passage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Virginia wrote also before, a bit, if you scroll a bit up, it was different to me. The moments were different. The feeling was instantaneous in my body, and the movement didn't make logical sense to me until I was repeating it a few times. When the story about it started to come to my mind as a process rather than specific language of images. It's like a flow, a stream of consciousness. Nice. I think it was a very powerful experience that you suggested to us, Katrina. This is so far what I can see in the chat. Do you want to invite someone from the panelists, maybe someone from the participants who are in the panelist group want to share? Then you can just unmute yourself and start.
Then we can't hear you anymore.
Yes, because I stopped talking.
I mean, the picture is still talking, you know, like, and it's probably delayed a little bit, the video. So.
Okay, so once again,
to unmute themselves, yeah, and to ask a question or to share maybe your opinion on the subject, yeah, or you, how you're feeling right now after hearing what I was talking about, yeah, that you're very welcome right now, and we can take quite a few minutes for that, or couple of minutes for that, and then I will add a little bit more of practice and
All right, so just to remind, we are finishing the session at 55 minutes.
Okay,
so basically we have 7 minutes left, so if everyone wants, anyone wants to share something, this is the high time. And meanwhile, until the participants thinking, I actually have the question. I think during your session you told that you were working not as the psychotherapist, and you decided to change that, you will be working only with art, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So do you feel like when you're working with this artist, like guiding them through this process of the birth of the art or the artwork of, do you feel that you also need to have this skill as the psychotherapist or like as the therapist, or like, do you still use that kind of some methodology from there in your work?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I'm just much more careful with the, I know what we're working towards. I know that I'm not there, and that's why I like to call my kind of tool, see myself more as a doula, because there is no psychotherapy. I'm not trying to heal people. I'm not trying to heal artists. So interesting. It's like I think you finished your question, but the video is still like I'm watching the movie without the sound. It's like yesterday, last night I was watching the Charlie Chaplin movie with my husband and my 4 years old daughter, and now I'm just like still there. Still there. This is so interesting. Is it just me? Is it just me seeing Oksana still moving, still, but there's no sound anymore? Is it still me? Just me?
This is the magic of the Zoom conference.
I know, it's so interesting. It's like every time I'm just trying to see, you know, like if there's, am I missing the voice or am I, you know? Anyway, it's very interesting.
Oh, no, watch. No,
yeah.
Don't worry.
So,
meanwhile, I have a question.
Okay, let's move on.
Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
When you say working with art, are you talking about the artistic process?
Not only the process, but the result as well. Yeah, because there is a creative process. Yeah, there is the process of art creation. And there is a result. Yeah, there is an art object, or there is there is something, and that something might be good, might be not as good, you know, might be like, you know, like kids, they can be smart, tall, curly, blonde, blue eyes, or girls, boys, healthy, not healthy. Same as with that, same as with the piece of art, you know, it can be very different. It can survive or not survive on the way. For me, the main interest, how an artist in there. If I am, can I give enough support to an artist to accept that this work of art did not survive on the way? That there is no more energy for that, that there is the end, that there is no interest, that there is, you know, like something did not work and it's never going to work because I don't know, I'm it just like that. Or can I find them, can I help to find the meanings, the deeper meanings of what this person is trying to say? Or yeah, so it's when I'm saying that to work with art, I'm saying that to work with people who creates an art, yeah. Just in that it's probably much deeper selection of people who I can be the most helpful. I don't know if I answered the question. I'm just kind of getting rolling on the railway sometimes, and I'm not sure if I actually answered the question. Is there any others which I will try to answer?
I hope the question was answered. Now I will have my video off so it doesn't bother you. So we have we have the comment from Robin, and she said that she never thought of myself herself as a performance piece artist till now. Have a project in mind, thanks. Yeah, I also felt this is interesting whether you are we were approaching, like we think of art maybe something that is outside from us that we have to appreciate, and then we think of us as the part of the creative process as one thing, and when we think of ourselves as an art is even more different. That was really, really interesting. Okay, so last warning, warning, a reminder.
Yes, last warning, okay, okay, yes. One minute and like, and we just need a few, so we'll just need 2 seconds for it. I'm inviting you to finish this session with the movement. Yeah, let's embody this experience. If we're, are we in embodiment conference or not? Yeah, let's embody this experience. Okay, so I'm inviting you, yeah, just to shake off a little bit. I spoke a lot, yeah, just, I spoke a lot. And this might be too much in our heads right now, yeah? And then I will invite you to do one movement. Just feel yourself again as a piece of art, as the art itself, just everybody already with no cameras on, we can close our eyes, you know? And just if you are a work of, a work in progress art, yeah? But we can make one movement and fix it, which would represent for you in your beautiful body, that feeling of being not just a creative, but to be an artist, to be, to receive and to express an art with all its power, with all of these things, with all the energy of art in the world, with this huge, gigantic, massive, meaningful, powerful part of human's culture, with this spiritual pleasure, aesthetic pleasure, with this ability to change something in the world for good. Just that one movement, one maybe tiny, maybe face expression, maybe just a little bit something somewhere huge, I don't know, but just something which would stay with you as an art, as an artist. Mm-hmm. Just a breath in and we, mm-hmm. And a little bit deeper breath in and just let it go. Let it go. It's all gonna stay. The most important thing from this movement will stay with you. Yeah, let go everything else. something, the shade of it will stay with you. It is the part of us, or we are the part of it. And there is lots of places which can be safe for us to explore that. Lots of invitations. And lots of support on the way. Don't leave yourself alone with it. If you need some support, there's lots of it in the world. There's lots of art lovers who are waiting for you. Thank you so much. And yes. And that's all what, it's not everything I want to talk about because the subject is crazy interesting for me, but everything what I could place in here today.
Thank you so much, Katarina. Unfortunately, we are really, really out of time now. There is one more question that I can tell if, I don't know if you can take it, or maybe Virginia can try to contact Katarina directly. By the way, there are two websites that we have from you, Katarina, but they're both in Russian. Mm-hmm. Do you have any English-speaking link where we can know more about your creativity, about you?
A work in progress. No, unfortunately not. You can totally contact me on my Facebook page. Yeah, it's really not much in English or nothing in English. The only link I can give is to the project which I'm working right now on with my colleagues to support the street performers all across the world. So I will share this link, but it's
So far our tech host Mia just posted the Russian speaking links for the Russian speakers. Mm-hmm. And we also can post your Facebook page later. And I want to thank all the participants for attending this session. It was wonderful experiencing this global creative movement all together. Please don't forget to join our group of the Embodiment Conference, where you can share more thoughts, where you can find Katarina directly. Yes, and remember that this session will be available to watch for free for the next 48 hours. And we highly encourage you and kindly ask to upgrade your membership on the Embodiment Conference website so that, remember, then this lets us to see all this session experience, all that we experience now for free all together. And the next session of the channel is going to be at 4 p.m. UK time on the topic of relational intelligence, being in touch, from Nita Little. And we thank everyone again and see you on the next sessions and have one.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Sarah, personally. Thank you so much for allowing us to be the just to see you and to enjoy. Really, I enjoyed watching this piece of art for sure. Thank you so much.